Hello, beloved of God. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the lover of words. Tune in with us and we can have faith talk. Faith Talk is sharing the word of God or talking about what God has done for you. You can visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com or you can email us at staff@faithtalkministries.com. Our mailing address is Faith Talk Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 831376, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30083. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I had heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. Job 42:5. These are the words that Job said to God after he realized who God really is. It is amazing the things that we have to endure before we really understand who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the lover of words. It is not a coincidence that you are here in our program today. God is the answer to luck and coincidence. We, the children of God, know this to be true through knowledge and experience. Some of you have experienced horrible things and have wondered how such things could possibly have happened to you. You have cried out to God for answers and explanations. Today, we are going to discuss why bad things happen to us all and the reason why we have the victory over every battle that comes our way. Have you ever heard the term spiritual warfare? Well, this is a term that many Christians are aware of, and if they are not aware of it yet, they will be. The world, however, is totally unaware that there is a battle going on around them, and they go through life believing in luck and happenstance. Did any of you see the movie The Matrix? Do you recall how only a few people knew that there was a battle going on, and the rest of the human race was totally unaware that everything they were experiencing was not real and part of a computer program? That is exactly how it is today. Many of us are going through life as if all we have to look forward to is death, and after that, that's it. God said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to try to explain spiritual warfare. As I have said in past, you interpret scripture with scripture. The Holy Bible defines spiritual warfare like this: "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Our topic today is Armed and Dangerous, a look into spiritual warfare. I first learned about this concept when I heard the story of Job. I heard how God Almighty had bragged on Job and challenged Satan to a faith match. This may sound foolish to some of you, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Some of you have lost children, experienced infidelity from spouses, been betrayed by friends, and ended up bankrupt, raped by loved ones, and had your good name tarnished. You may have been wondering how such tribulation could come upon you. You may have wondered what made you the candidate for the worst life anyone could have. Some things that I have experienced happen to people make me cringe even to think about. However, once you come to the knowledge of who God is and become familiar with the term spiritual warfare, you will look at everything in a different light. You will begin to thank God for tribulation, because tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope does not make us ashamed, because God's love has been shed in our hearts by His Holy Spirit, which we have been given. Our scripture reading for today will come from Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. But before we unpack this concept, I would like to play a song by Patti LaBelle called "When You've Been Blessed." See, when you've been blessed, you know that you have experienced heaven. Listen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you have been blessed, it feels like heaven. But what many of us forget is the way it felt while we were in the battle. However, the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. Welcome back to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. I'm your host, The Love of Words. For those of you who are just hearing our broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com. We have many tools to encourage you to have a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, an online Bible and concordance, daily devotional, a blog, testimonies from believers all over the world called Faith Experiences, and articles are just a few of the things that we offer. Come by anytime and we can have faith talk. Our topic today is Armed and Dangerous, a look into spiritual warfare. The scripture reading is from Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of the feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. He would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. For the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you, you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Today, I want to look into a couple of points. The first point is, what is spiritual warfare and who is our enemy? Spiritual warfare is a battle that is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. The Lord Jesus Christ, our king, and Satan is their king. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the enemies of our souls. Notice how all the terrible events that came upon Job's property and children could not be contributed to tragic events that happen every day. However, each event was strategically planned by Satan. Job could have made the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans, but they were merely instruments that were used. Do you remember in The Matrix when Neo and his team were running from the agents? If a person who was unaware of the battle was close by, the agents would immediately take over their body and cause Morpheus and his team problems. Satan will use whoever is close by. Our enemy is Satan and all those who are a part of the kingdom of darkness. He also uses people most of the time without their knowledge. These are some characteristics of our enemy. He is the father of lies. He is the accuser of the brethren, enjoys sorrow, and is king over all the children of pride. He is a thief coming only to steal, kill, and destroy. His name is Lucifer, which translates into morning star, and he was one of the archangels. This is what he said in his heart. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit in the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 14. Listen to how prideful our enemy is. Solomon said in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Also, Satan is very sly and cunning. He is transformed into an angel of light, and his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Beware, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Let's take a look into spiritual warfare. The first concept I would like to discuss is, who is in control of spiritual warfare? God Almighty is in control of what is allowed to take place. Observe, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Satan responds with, has thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. This is Job 1, chapter verses 8 through 12. See how God was bragging on Job and how he suggested Job to Satan? God gave Satan the power over Job's substance, and God placed boundaries on how far Satan could go. Remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings. These are the events that take place next. A messenger came to Job and told him that while his oxen were plowing and his donkeys were feeding, the Sabaeans killed his servants and took the animals away. Before this messenger was done speaking, another came and said, a fire fell from heaven and burned up his sheep and his servants, and he was the only one that escaped. Before this was done speaking, another servant came and said that three bands of Chaldeans took his camels and killed his servants with the edge of the sword. Lastly, another servant came and told Job that his sons and daughters were eating and drinking in the oldest son's house when a storm came and the house fell on his children and they are all dead. Many people today experience tragedies like this. People lose children, property, and finances today and question God why bad things happen to good people. Job was an upright man who feared God and avoided evil, and he experienced these heart-wrenching events due to spiritual warfare. Look at what Job does after all this bad news. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away." Job chapter 1, verse 22. The word says that in spite of all that happened to Job, he sinned not nor charged God foolishly. Listen, friends, it does not matter what horrible things you have endured. God is just in whatever he allows to happen. Never question God's motives or his reasons. His ways are past finding out. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, says the Lord. This is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. Job passed the first test with flying colors. Even though he was very upset and grieved in his heart, he continued to bless God and respect his position. Round one goes to God. Again, there was a day when the sons came of God came and to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, "From whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yeah, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life." So went forth Satan from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. This is Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. As we see from the scripture, Satan lost the first contest and is now asking God to allow him to touch his body, implying that Job's love only lies in circumstances. We don't have time to read the whole chapter, so I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. Job's wife is really grieving, and she is seeing her husband in the worst shape of his life. She tells him these words, "Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die." But he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" And all this did not Job sin with his lips. This is Job chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Good answer, Job. He seems to be right on track with his faith and love for God. The first mistake most people make is to start speaking negative words out of their mouth. We can learn a lot from Job on how to engage in spiritual warfare. Wait, before we start to get excited, Job has not endured the real test. Observe. Now when Job's three friends heard all this evil that has come upon him, they came everyone from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. This is Job chapter 2, verse 13. Although these are his friends, and his friends are supposed to encourage him, this is the hardest part of his test. When we're going through spiritual warfare, the best thing to do is to get along with God, worship, pray, fast, and praise him. Your friends will start to talk about reasons and knowledge that is without wisdom. We simply cannot figure God out. Who has been his counselor? Don't try to figure it out. Just believe on him whom he sent. Job's friends started trying to make sense out of things, and they start to accuse Job of having done something wrong. They start to speak about things as if they had seen God and he had given them certain wisdom. Job's friends caused Job to doubt and accuse God. He started to question the Almighty and started acting holier than thou. This goes on for a minute until God confronts Job to his face. God starts to speak to Job man to man. He says, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." This is Job chapter 38, verses 2 through 3. He prompts Job to prove his majesty and his power. He questions Job about his strength and wisdom. Basically, he starts to rebuke Job and causes him to get back to reality. All this is going on, and Job has no idea that God Almighty was bragging on him, giving him props about being the only one in the earth that feared God, avoided evil, and was upright in his heart. God also paints a picture of some of the creatures that he has created and lets Job know that he wouldn't even stand a chance against them. So how does he have the audacity to question the creator of the world? Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. This is Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. See how talking with your friends can cause your mouth to write a check that your butt can't cash? Sometimes we get into more trouble by discussing our situation instead of just believing in God and waiting on his deliverance. Although, I thank God for allowing Job to go through this so that we can gain wisdom from all the events that took place. Have you ever seen a boxing match? And at the end of each round, the trainer cleans the bruises on the fighter and encourages him to win the fight? I believe that this is what God was doing for Job. Job was a little bruised up from the fight because of listening to his friends. God had to come to his corner and remind him what he trained him to do. Isn't that just like a good trainer, to come and remind you of the technique that will win the fight? After God spoke to Job, he said, I have heard thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. This is Job 42, verse 5. Sometimes we have to go through serious tribulation to really learn who God is. Next point that I would like to look into is, what are our weapons? The word of God tells us plainly what to do and what our weapons are. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. First question I would like to address is, why do we need to put on the whole armor of God? Remember what Paul told Timothy? Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Did you know that you are a soldier? Once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you become a soldier in God's army. Some of you might be saying, I didn't get saved to become a soldier. Let me put it this way. You best learn how to war in the spirit, because Satan is coming at you with all he's got. He's not coming to fight you. He is coming to steal your joy, kill your dreams, and destroy your soul. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God. For this is not a flesh battle, but a spiritual battle. If Satan gets you in the flesh, he has an advantage. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Brothers and sisters, we do not fight this battle, but the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, he fights the battle. All we have to do is believe, stand, and keep our mouth from speaking foolishness. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Paul said that he has to bring his flesh under submission. He said that he fights his flesh like a boxer in a boxing match. Some examples of spiritual warfare that we may engage in frequently are, if you are a person that uses the internet, sometimes you will be tempted to look at pornography. Your flesh might be tempted, but you have to beat it down. If you are married and there's a coworker who is attractive and you love their conversation, you have to beat your flesh down and remove yourself from compromising situations. If a friend betrays you and you want to get revenge, you have to pray, fast, and get under the wings of the Almighty God and beat your ego to death with the word of God. You have to speak scriptures like, we overcome evil with good. If someone cuts you off in traffic and uses a couple of names that involve your mother, you have to beat your flesh down and keep your mouth shut. When you lose a child and you are tempted to curse and blame God, you have to beat your flesh down and remember that God is holy and everything works for the good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. The battle is the Lord's. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. This is Isaiah 59, verse 19. When you have been praying for a breakthrough like Daniel, and it seems as if it is taking forever, keep the faith, because your deliverance is on the way and may just be held up in a spiritual battle. We have to stay in our word so that we would know the truth. We have to love and believe God and keep the breastplate of righteousness over our heart. We have to be ready to give an answer for our faith and preach the gospel in season and out of season. We have to take the shield of faith like Job and defend those fiery darts of the wicked. We have to keep on the helmet of salvation and remember, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 29. Lastly, when David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. This is 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. We have to encourage ourselves with scriptures, songs, and praise. For the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. This is Psalm 119, verse 105 and verse 114. Paul said this to the Corinthians. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seemeth me to be, of that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 through 10. Through this constant spiritual warfare, Paul understood the amazing grace of God and how when he was weak, God was strong. Spiritual warfare is a constant battle that is going on between God's children and the enemy. We have to glory in tribulations because they show our perfect love toward God. If God allowed all that terrible stuff to happen to Job and he still loved him, is that not perfect love? Some of us who have been abused by parents and loved ones, do we not still love them? Love is undefeated because God is love. God said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 21. When did Job get the victory of the spiritual battle? And the Lord God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. God allowed Job's friends to have to come with sacrifices to ask Job to pray for them. After Job prayed for them, God released Job from his captivity. And all his family and his friends came to his house and ate bread with him. And God blessed him more in the latter end than in the first. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries radio show. I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our prayer is that everyone listening will come to the knowledge of the truth and develop a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the way, the life, and the truth. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and no one will ever love you like he does. For God is love. Once again, friends, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having more Faith Talk. Visit us at www.faithtalkministries.com. God bless you.